The Interior Gas Utilities chief executive says when IGU's big 5.25 million gallon LNG storage tank is completed next month, the utility will finally be able to resume expanding its Fairbanks area customer base.
We've not been able to add firm customers for many years given our supply constraints.
But utility general manager Dan Britton says that'll change when work on the big tank is completed in mid-November.
So with this new tank, it's the first time in a long time that we'd be able to add firm customers again.
Britton says the tank on the city's south side will hold enough LNG to serve its existing customers for about 80 days. He says that time frame will shrink as the IGU adds more customers, a process he says will resume once the big tank is filled by a steady stream of big tanker trucks hauling LNG from facilities in South Central. Though, he says, utility officials are still considering transporting some gas in railroad tankers.
Long term, we'll continue to evaluate the opportunity for moving some of the product by rail, but at this time, we're moving by truck.
Britton says completion of the big tank will qualify the utility for a $15 million storage tax credit, which would come in the form of a payment if approved by the legislature and the governor. He says the IGU also will now begin building more service lines to bring gas from the bigger main lines that the utility installed a few years ago around the Fairbanks area, although that work will stop once the ground freezes hard and then resume when it warms back up next summer.
Well, in 2014 and 15, both in Fairbanks and North Pole, we added a substantial amount of distribution mains, approximately 140 miles between the two. And so the main lines are just waiting on the service lines to new customers.
Britton says the IGU installed service lines to about 50 Fairbanks customers over the summer, and he says the utility will begin installing them in North Pole once it completes work on a 150,000-gallon storage facility near the old North Pole refinery. He says site work on that facility will begin soon, and if all goes well, it'll be completed within a year. The Fairbanks North Star Borough launched the IGU in 2012 with loans and grants from the state and other assistance from the Alaska Industrial Development Authority. The utility was established to provide a cheaper, cleaner-burning replacement for fuel oil as the main source of heat for Fairbanks area residents' homes and businesses. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.